Good evening, godless sodomites. Same-sex marriage, the ultimate smash-mouth, in-your-face insult. God Almighty has not joined fags in holy wedlock. America's doomed.
Like I said, I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. Beyond!
The entire house is dark sided. She is dark sided too! This is my house. I want no money. I want nothing. I want my God and I want my family. I give it up to God. I'm a God warrior. Get the hell out of my house. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Cut that bitch out!
Cool, Baba Panda.
You have to know one thing, that God still is working miracles.
Let me tell you what they really, what evolution's really all about. It's sodomite science. Evolution makes you sissy. It sissifies you.
Oh, I may scream, I may holler, but God always answers my prayers.
Yeah, yeah, God is great.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, 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 yeah. What if God was one of us?
Are you laughing, Beyond?
Just a smile like one of us.
I'm sent by Jesus to do what I'm doing.
Just a stranger on the bus.
Motherfucker, because I'm God.
Back up to heaven all alone.
Yeah, goddamn sister.
Nobody calling on the phone.
That's what this generation is all about. Fornicate.
Except for your cold, maybe
alone. The streets of this nation are full of married men having fag sex.
Hey, freaks, it's Thursday, March 12th, 2015. Coming up on the program today, your dead pet is stuck in the netherworld between heaven and hell. Plus, manly-sounding crossdressers, a new way to wipe, and lots of feces in the news. All of this plus your voicemails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
The vagina is full of AIDS.
Yeah, Tim Henson with you back for the Thursday edition of DV. Got a great program for you. We kick things off once again talking about wiping, the proper wiping procedure. We started this conversation, what, well over a year ago. I couldn't believe that everyone doesn't wipe like me. I just feel like I do it the right way. I was just surprised there were multiple methods. I learned that some people actually stand up, and a large portion of people, like 50% of people stand up to wipe, which is just mind-boggling. You're already sitting down. Why stand up to wipe? It sounds so stupid. So, according to the Bro Bible, which is where I get all of my news, they have the definitive guide to wiping. Now, they just posted this a month ago, so they may have been listening to the podcast and decided to do some research on this. I don't know. So, the guy who wrote this went through various techniques that people attempt to wipe their ass. First of all, the stand, right? Then there's something called a front reach, where they this is even dumber than standing up. You take your hand, keep in mind, you're still sitting on the bowl, all right? You reach with the toilet paper between your legs in the toilet, deep into the toilet bowl, then all the way to the back, and you wipe to the front, like up to your balls. This is why that method is dumb. At some point, you're going to misjudge how high the water is, and while you're sticking your hand in the toilet, you're gonna dip it in the shit water. Not a good idea. Also, you shouldn't wipe from back to front. You don't want to scoop the shit up to your balls. And ladies, you don't want to scoop the shit up to your pussy. So, the best method, in my opinion, is the side. You know, the side lean. Where you lean and you wipe front to back. Lean your cheek up so you can get your hand underneath your ass and you go to town. Scooping never towards your balls or your pussy. Now, that's my preferred method. According to Bro Bible, though, I'm wrong as well. The best method is something called the snowplow. I don't quite understand it. I would go to brobible.com if I were you and read this. Basically, according to the article, you know how snowplows work, right? They push the snow to one side and then wipe it clear the other way. This is the same principle. The wiping process starts with one major down wipe from back to balls. See, I already don't like that. Bringing everything down to the bottom of the driveway. Then on wipe two, you swipe back up, taking your base pile and everything else along with it. The reason why I don't like this is I like the method where it's just all one direction. I feel like if you're going up and then down, you're just smearing stuff around. It just makes it more messy. According to this Bro Bible, the strategy usually only requires 2 to 3 total wipes. You don't know me. You don't know my asshole. How can you tell it's only going to take 2 to 3 wipes on average? I've got a very high maintenance anus. I really should get this thing checked out because I think I spend more time wiping than actually doing my business. All right, so there you go. According to Bro Bible, you idiots standing up to wipe, you're doing it wrong. The side lean guys like me, I'm doing it wrong. If you're sticking your hand in between your legs into the toilet bowl, you're doing it wrong. That goes without saying. We should all be doing the snowplow. So I guess that puts to rest the great wiping debate once and for all. All right, I've got a bunch of great audio to share with you. First up, I'd like to introduce you to a new tranny, and it's okay, I'm calling her a tranny, because she refers to herself as a tranny. She's very dainty, very feminine.
Ooh, yeah.
See what I mean?
It's a hot time. Ended up blowing that guy for another 20 minutes.
So this is Fiona, and she posts a bunch of videos on XTube, and at the end, she does like a little recap.
And then he finally came, and he came all over my face.
She provides a slideshow, kind of like, you know, the best moments of the scene.
Those two slides are his load that he blew. It was a facial. He just blew that load all over my face. Anyway, this is Fiona, and I want to hear from you. I want to suck your cock.
Your cock. Kind of sounds like Jack Nicholson.
If you're in Portland, if you're on the West Coast, send me an email.
You can't handle the cock.
Bitch. Oh. @ Fiona fucked.
Wait a second. What is this email address here? We got
West Coast. Send me an email. Bitch. @ Fiona fucked. .com.
I like that he bought the domain Fiona fucked. So yeah, in most of these videos, there's a sort of post-game reactions from Fiona. She typically goes to like bathhouses and starts sucking dick, or she gets fucked or whatever. The audio is not good though, because there's just so much ambient noise in bathhouses. If you've never been to a bathhouse, bring earplugs and goggles and a waterproof parka or something. I don't know. There's just a lot of clips for your nose. There's a lot of sights, smells, and things flying in your face. I've never been to a bathhouse. But, so I did find one video, though, where she is in a quiet room smoking a cigar.
I just had to put something in my mouth.
There she goes.
I like the cigar, but I would like your big, hard cock, daddy. I would like it so much better. Ooh.
That's a weird way of speaking.
Just thinking about that big hard cock.
Daddy. What do you want to do with it?
Makes my bitch ass sissy pussy quiver. Thinking about what you would do to me with that big hard cock.
I wonder if she tried to register bitchasspussyquiver.com first, but realized it was already taken, so she decided to go with fionafucked.com.
He grabbed the back of my head and rammed that big, hard cock down my throat.
Daddy.
And keep ramming it and ramming it in until you got what you needed. And I got my creamy reward. Ooh, daddy. Thinking about you and your hard cock gets my bitch ass sissy pussy all wet.
The thing I like about these trans people on XTube, they don't even try to act feminine. They're like, yeah, fuck me and my bitch pussy. Like, here's another guy. This one, he's in a frilly red outfit.
Here I am, all dressed for you. My naughty, slutty lingerie.
Like, he sounds way manlier than me. It's just the stuff coming out of his mouth. The words that he's saying are don't compute.
Hot lingerie for a red hot sissy. Baby doll 90. Very naughty bra. Just imagine being able to tweak and tease my nipples.
Yeah, there's holes for his bitch nipples. He's wearing a garter belt, some sort of see-through, like, I don't know, skirt. I guess this guy is just a cross-dresser.
Oh.
He's jerking off with panties now. He's like, he's stroking his dick, and he's got some panties in his hands.
Oh, Miss Crystal, this feels so good. I love the way your black panties feel on my sissy clit. Oh, I'm going to come. Oh, God.
So even though he's just a cross-dresser... Oh, there he
goes. Miss Crystal. Oh.
I don't think she's going to want those panties back.
Yes.
You know what? You can go ahead and keep that. So even though this guy's just a cross-dresser, he still refers to his penis as his little clitty, just like a little girl would, right? No? All right. Who's this now? What else do we have here?
Beat that cock.
Oh, this is Nasty Bear. Remember Nasty Bear? We used to feature him on the program. Now, this is a man, all right? This isn't a cross-dresser. He's not pretending to be a woman. You got big, fat, hairy balls.
Oh, fucking dirty little shithole.
Yeah.
Can I fuck you in your shithole?
Yeah! Fuck yeah, you can fuck me in my shithole. My dirty brown shithole. My dirty brown hairy shithole. Caked on with poop. Dried up shit. That's how you like it, because you're a man. This is how men have sex. Am I right, guys? We just want to jam our cocks in dirty shitholes. We're not talking like sissy boys, stroking their little clitties.
Can I fuck you in your shithole?
Yeah, you're a man fucking me in my shithole!
Can I come in your shithole? I'm gonna fucking come in your shithole.
Blow your load on my shithole! Get that shithole all wet with your cum, and that dried up shit around on the rim of my ass is gonna get all moist. Right? And you're gonna use that cum and dried up shit that is now being rehydrated into normal poop as lube.
Nice dirty fucking hole. Give me a fucking hole. Dirty hole every morning. Can I fucking shit in that hole? Fuck yeah. Fucking cum in that. Cum in that. Yeah. Cum in your shithole.
Alright, you can stop calling it a shithole now.
Cum in your shithole.
I'm calling my butthole.
Oh.
There he goes. Yeah, it's been a couple days since we've played some porn on DV, so I thought we'd make up for that. All right, let's move on now. Let's switch gears so I can ask you a theological question. Are there animals in heaven? Did I say theological question? I meant to say idiotic. That's the word I was looking for. I have an idiotic question for you. I gotta tell you, I'm not a religious person, but I have I had friends who were very religious. I've talked about it before. I worked one Christmas at a Christian bookstore, which was highly comical. But yeah, a friend growing up, very religious. And I seem to remember that the question of animals in heaven would come up occasionally. And the answer was a resounding no. Animals do not get to go to heaven because they have no soul. That's why all your pets are stuck on that rickety old rainbow bridge. Any pet owner who's had a cat or dog die on them probably knows Rainbow Bridge. Our vet sent us the Rainbow Bridge thing when one of the dogs died. One of these. It's a stupid. It's just meant to make you cry. The rainbow. Let me find Rainbow Bridge. I will read it to you. It's like a little story or a poem about what happens to your pet when it dies. Just this side of heaven is a place called Rainbow Bridge. First of all, if Rainbow Bridge is anything like Mario Kart's Rainbow Road, I don't want my pet near there. It's a very dangerous place. There's no rails. You just go flying off over and over. into the black fucking abyss. All right. Just this side of heaven is a place called Rainbow Bridge. When an animal dies that has been especially close to someone here, that pet goes to Rainbow Bridge. So for the pets or the animals that don't have a human that loves them, right? If they die in a shelter, they don't get to go to Rainbow Bridge? Why? Just because some fucking human didn't pick them? This is utter insanity. There are meadows and hills for all of our special friends so they can run and play together. There is plenty of food. Who's giving them the food? And what brand do they have up there? My dog is very picky. What are you, fucking Purina? There is plenty of food. You see, that's someone's duty up in heaven. Like, one of the angels has to feed all the goddamn, you know, pets on Rainbow Road. All right, whatever. Rainbow Bridge. There's plenty of food, water, and sunshine, and our friends are warm and comfortable. All the animals who had been ill and old are restored to their health. Those who were hurt or maimed are made whole and strong again, just as we remember them in our dreams of days and times gone by. The animals are happy and content, except for one small thing. They each miss someone very special to them who had to be left behind. They all run and play together. I'm going to cry. I don't know why this story makes me cry. But the day comes when one suddenly stops and looks into the distance. His bright eyes are intent. His eager body quivers. Suddenly, he begins to run from the group, flying over the green... I want my dog back. Flying over the green grass, his legs carrying him, blah, 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 all right, whatever. You've been spotted, and when you and your special friend finally meet, you cling together in joyous reunion, never to be parted again. So does that mean, like, when you go to heaven, you can take the dog with you, and Rainbow Bridge is just sort of like a holding pen? The happy kisses, because I don't think my dog would want to leave at that point. Like, you'd be much happier just running around with the other dogs. My dog has gotten loose, and it never wants to come back to me. What's really funny is people kind of believe this nonsense. It makes them feel better. There's not even like a reference to Rainbow Bridge in the Bible or anything. They didn't care about animals back then. You know, they died, you get another one. And back then, animals, pets served purposes. They worked for you. These pets these days have it way too easy. They sleep 20 hours a day. All right, so here is a VHS tape. It's been digitized and posted on YouTube. All about animals in heaven, ?
Hello, and welcome to a very, very special video that we are delighted to bring into your home. And it is entitled Animals in Heaven. Four people sent us some very, very special books. Well, I see Fido in heaven. Cole noses at the pearly gate.
All right, so this video is not the first to deal with questions of pets in heaven. There's been some scholarly publications, including the aforementioned Wet Noses at the Pearly Gates.
Small animals such as rabbits and gerbils, they did a survey.
Well, I'm gonna stop you right there. What was the animal that came after rabbit? I just want to hear that one more time.
Gerbils.
Gerbils.
Jack, when I think about animals, I can't help but think about Noah. You know, I mean, all those animals on the ark. How about that?
As this video goes on, it becomes clear that this woman is very drunk. Jack, what about the Noah's Ark? I mean, whoa! What's up with that? All right, let's continue on here.
Does the Bible mention feelings of animals?
Oh, yes, Rex. I've heard stories about chimpanzees who really show their little babies love, while some of the modern-day mothers are out nightclubbing all night and dancing and breaking their marriage vows while their little kids are at home without any supervision whatsoever. God forgive us.
Yeah, but getting back to the question at hand here, would those chimpanzees be allowed into heaven? I mean, okay, some of them are good mothers and stuff, but I've also read in the news where chimpanzees have been known to rip off the faces of humans. Need me to refresh your memory? Here's a 911 call.
21 Rock Criminal.
What's the problem?
Send the police.
What's the problem there?
I love that you can hear the chimpanzee in the background.
The chimp killed my friend.
What's the problem with your friend?
Oh, please.
Well, this is like the best call ever. I played this before on the show many years ago. The 911 operator, he can't figure out what's going on because how often do you get phone calls about goddamn chimpanzees, right? So he doesn't understand what's going on with the woman, what happened to her friend. He keeps thinking that she was shot.
What's the problem there?
The chimp killed my friend.
What's the problem with your friend?
Oh, please.
What's the problem with your friend? I need to know.
The police up with a gun. With a gun. Hurry up.
Who has a gun?
Please, hurry up. He's killing my girlfriend.
What is the problem?
He's killing my friend.
Who's killing your friend?
My chimpanzee.
Oh, your chimpanzee is killing your friend.
Yes.
There we go.
He ripped her apart. Hurry up.
With a gun.
Hurry up, please!
There's someone on the way.
With guns, please, just shoot him!
What is the monkey doing? Tell me what the monkey's doing.
All right, that's enough. I think we've played enough audio today. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now! Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow? Help support this stupidity by signing up right now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. It's very inexpensive for only $6.99 a month. Even less when you sign up for a quarterly, semi-annual, or yearly membership. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Been at this for 10 years now, so there's plenty of episodes. You know, like 2,000 plus shows. Plus, every week we do extended programs, exclusive shows. Yesterday on the exclusive program, it featured some of the most disgusting audio I ever played, and it was from me. I urge you all to check out that episode. Basically, what happened was I may have been making fun of Bobby Christina drowning in a bathtub, and I was singing some Whitney Houston songs with gurgling drowning sounds in the background and pill bottles rattling and stuff like that. You know, typical dumb, distorted view stuff, right? So at the end of the show, I'm, you know, singing a song as we close out the program, you know, I'm really going for it. Like, I was really getting guttural, and I still have some phlegm issues from when I was sick, and I start gagging and coughing up the big, huge phlegm wads. But I keep trying to sing, and it sounds like I'm drowning. I'm drowning in phlegm. So that's what you hear at the end of yesterday's show. What an advertisement for the sideshow. Get phlegm audio when you sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Okay, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, a mother was scared stiff. You can't see me, but I'm winking. After opening a bunch of supermarket... You'll understand why in a second. After opening a bunch of supermarket bananas and finding a rare spider whose bite can give a man a painful 4-hour erection. Get it? Scared stiff. Maria Layton, 43, spotted the spiders after opening the bag of yellow fruit she bought from Tesco over there in the UK. She found the bananas shipped from Costa Rica were infested with eggs from the Brazilian wandering spider, the most deadly in the world. So yeah, it'll give you a boner, but it could also kill you. As soon as she discovered the cocoon, they started to hatch. Like a fucking horror movie. So she quickly put them in a sealed container in the freezer and called Tesco customer service. What the fuck can they do? The species is deadly, and its venom can kill a human in just 2 hours, but can also give a male a 4-hour erection. So they're not all bad. If you're impotent, you really should weigh the pros and cons. It might be worth it to roll the dice and get stung by one of these things. All right, the species is deadly, and its venom can kill a human in just 2 hours. It can also give male victims a 4-hour erection. The venom is currently being studied for use in erectile dysfunction treatments, of course. Mother of two, Ms. Layton, went to open the bag for her eldest daughter, Siri, 6, but noticed there was something funny on the side of one of the bananas. The full-time mom said, "My husband bought the bananas from Tesco. They've been in the house a whole day before I ripped the bag open. Siri asked for bananas. The first banana had a funny bit on it, so I got another one, and that's when I found the massive spider cocoon. There was a spider web on the other bananas, too. This is why you should have gone to the supermarket yourself, sending your husband to go shopping. He has to work a full day, then you make him go to the grocery store to get stuff, too? He's not paying attention. He's tired. All right. I'm always defending the man here. I was scared. I don't like spiders at the best of times, but have read about the Brazilian wandering spider and was very frightened about the potential threat. The spider cocoon started to unfurl, so I put it in a sealed box and put it in the freezer, as I read that it's supposed to kill them. I'm glad it was me rather than Siri that opened the bananas. The Brazilian wandering spider are mainly active during the night and walk across the jungle floor. During the day, though, they hide inside banana plants, hence the name Banana Spider. Tesco said she should bring the bananas... What? You're going to bring the bananas back? Said she should bring the bananas, deadly spiders and all, back to the store so that the barcode could be scanned and her money refunded. You would think Tesco wouldn't want to even deal with the spider situation. You know what? How much are bananas? $3-$4? Okay, we'll just give you the money. Rather than deal with the possibility of fucking banana spiders getting loose in a grocery store. All right, so there you go. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from New Orleans. New Orleans. There are so many different ways to say it. New Orleans. A Tarrytown man charged with killing his girlfriend's mother disrupted proceedings in a Jefferson Parish courtroom Thursday morning when he defecated in his jail-issued jumpsuit, then coated his face with feces. Is that like a blackface thing? Was the judge African-American? Not cool, dude. Not cool. Brian Schwartz, 27, was quickly removed from the... Oh, he's just crazy? Oh, okay. Yeah, he was quickly removed from the courtroom with only his eyes visible through the mask. As he walked out, he was just smiling at the crowd. He had a shit-eating grin on his face. All right, another witness who was approaching the courtroom described an unbearable odor. Yeah, you'll have that. When feces has been smeared and coated... On a human face. All right, so yeah, another victim, or I'm sorry, well, they're all victims. Anyone who had to smell that was a victim. Another witness who was approaching the courtroom described an unbearable odor as she walked past Schwartz and the inmates to whom he was chained to. They still do that? Where they, like, chain all the inmates together? All right, Schwartz was in Judge Henry Sullivan's courtroom awaiting the start of a status hearing in his criminal case. Witnesses said he and other inmates were sitting in the jury box when he caused a disruption among them. A correction officer noticed Schwartz's face and immediately took him and the other inmates from the room out. It happened so... The other inmates didn't say anything. They're perfectly fine with having to sit next to a guy who smelled like shit. All right, whatever. So, Schwartz's attorney, Marquita Nakeen, was not in the courtroom at the time and would not comment. Probably a good idea. Sullivan reset Schwartz's status hearing for another day. Schwartz and his girlfriend, Misty, 35, are jailed, awaiting trial on charges of second-degree murder and the September 9th beating death of her mother. Oh my God. It's not known whether he will face a criminal charge for the courtroom antics. A lawyer suspected he was just trying to disrupt the court. Mission accomplished. Final story we have for you today. Is there a fucking Facebook meme or something going around about feces and getting out of trouble with the law? Because this last story is eerily similar. And I think yesterday we did two shit-related stories as well. This is bizarre. Things are getting weird out there, guys. All right, this one comes from Pennsylvania. Wilkes Bar, I guess is the name of the city. City police say a man tried to avoid arrest. Guess how? By rolling in feces. Dog feces. Police on patrol in the area of Academy Street and Cary Avenue at around 5:50 p.m. on Monday said they observed a man, later identified as Maurice Franklin, jump from the curb line in front of several moving vehicles. Officers made contact with Franklin and found him to be allegedly under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Franklin, I'm guessing drugs, because if you're just drunk, you still have enough sense to avoid poop. When you're drugged up, though, all bets are off. Franklin allegedly had slurred speech and could not stand without swaying. As officers were speaking to Franklin, he told them that he was walking around the dog feces that was on the sidewalk. I'd be on red alert at that point. You know, if a guy's like, yeah, I'm walking around. You see me walking around this dog feces? something's gonna happen. As officers were speaking to Franklin, he told them that he was walking around the dog feces that was on the sidewalk. Officer Stanley Wychalk advised that Franklin was under arrest and told him to place his hands behind his back. Well, at that point, Franklin allegedly jumped to the ground and started rolling around in the dog shit. He then allegedly stated that officers could not arrest him because he's covered in shit. His words, not mine. Franklin was taken into custody, cited, and held until sober. So, there you go. That's what's happening in your world today, freaks. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Couple things to mention real quick. If you've got some funny audio or video that you've run across, maybe a link or an MP3 file video, whatever you got, send it my way. Always looking for great stuff to play for you guys. The more stuff I get, the more I'll play and the longer these shows will be. You know, I can only find so much stuff every day. So the more I get submitted to me, the better it is for the show. Show@distortedview.com. That is my email address. Feel free to use it and abuse it. Of course, we have a subreddit at distortedview.reddit.com, facebook.com/distortedviewshow, and you can find me on Twitter at distortedview. One last thing to mention, please take a second, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. You guys have been doing a pretty good job. I need more. We're doing very well in the ratings, and we could always do, always do better, though. So help me out there, and I'd really appreciate it. If you don't have an Apple device, don't use iTunes, we've got you can rate us on Stitcher. Any way you listen to Distorted View, there's usually a way to rate us and review us, okay? All right, let's do some voicemails now.
Hey, Tim, long-time paying listener, first-time caller. This is Sean from Ireland.
Hi, Sean.
I've been listening since about, I think, 2006.
You do not sound Irish.
My cruel buddy, Sully, decided to expose me at age 18 to you and your filth.
Nice.
I'd like to say I've benefited from the show over the years, but no, it's made me laugh at people, at the misfortune of others.
Mission accomplished.
It's made me, I suppose, tolerate horrible sex stories. It's just the norm. I mean, when I see a horrible story on the news, I mean, it doesn't shock me because you've already said something a lot worse.
Okay, I get it. Distorted View has no redeeming qualities, and you know, there's no benefit to listening.
Said I'd call in randomly. Thank you for years and years of shows.
Well, you're welcome.
Jesus, almost been 10 years listening to you now. And keep up the good work, man.
All right, thank you very much. Next up.
You do, Timmy Boo. This is Sideshow for Kelly Bear here. On your February...
Oh, Sideshow member...
You were talking about a lady who didn't want dinosaurs in the classroom because they have no family values or some retarded shit.
Sounds about right.
Did she never see the show Dinosaurs in the 90s?
Yes.
I think that proves that dinosaurs were a civilized... species, and they definitely have family values.
That's true.
I'm just throwing that out there. And on a side note, you were talking about how you wanted to change your intro. I think it's probably like the best intro ever, and you shouldn't change it to some stupid announcer piece of shit thing.
Well, look, the reason why I did it is I just wanted to shorten it up. Like, it's much shorter now, and so we can get right into the program, but I don't know. If you guys like the old one, I can always switch back, I guess.
Hey, Tim. Long-time Sideshow member Boogle here. Look, so, yesterday, I ate a ton of spicy shit. I'm talking jalapeno, red pepper, and habanero.
Got the fiery shits?
Point being, I stewed up the fiery shit.
Yep.
Also yesterday, I ravaged my fucking asshole like a drunk father ravages a waterhead. I had to kind of ran out of lube, but I didn't let that stop me, right? I figured a little improv and everything would be all right, right?
Uh-huh.
Skip to today. Tim. I just took the worst shit of my life.
And why didn't you record it for me?
Not only was it hot, but I got to discover every single part of my asshole that I've bruised up jamming my fucking dildo up there. So, here's a PSA to everybody, okay? Butt stuff is really fun. It's worth the pain. Don't let the small stuff like pain and burning shit stop you.
Yeah. All right? Don't sweat the small stuff up your butt. That's the moral of that story.
Hey, Tim, it's the Choppy Pootsie. Hope you didn't play my first message.
I didn't.
Like a dumbass. I'm a little behind, so I just heard your rant about President's Day, and that just really re-solidified your ignorance.
Of course.
You know, it's all right. Still, people don't know, I guess. Dumbasses.
That it was Washington's birthday. Washington's birthday, right?
President's Day is kind of a consolidation of Washington's birthday and Lincoln's birthday, since they're so close. And it's really not officially called President's Day.
Oh, really? Because on my calendar it is.
It's kind of like a colloquial term. It's really just Washington's birthday.
I don't think we should be celebrating that asshole's birthday either. What was my rant against? I don't even know why I was pissed off at President's Day, but the same thing can be said for George Washington's birthday.
Hey, Tim. Florida listener here. I need a call sign. I would say Florida man. I don't know if it's been used or not.
I don't think so. I mean, there's a very popular, Florida man is a Twitter account and a website or something where they just collect Florida news stories about, you know, idiots.
Get back to me on that. I have a real job. I just heard the podcast where you were looking for a new announcer, and I thought I'd throw my hat into the ring. So here it goes. I'll give you a couple of sound bites.
He's got the goods. Okay.
Tell me what you think. Get back to me.
Sounds
good.
Have your
people call my people.
This guy knows exactly what I was looking for. One, you can't understand anything he's saying. He's screaming it like a retard. And two, it's through the phone. So you got that nice, low-quality, shitty, muffled audio. Everything I'm looking for in an announcer. All right, thank you, everyone, for the voicemails. Keep them coming. Try to up your game a little bit, freaks. I mean, come on. Yes, email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66, oh, God,
And I got my creamy reward.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I will see you back tomorrow, if and only if you're Sideshow members. That's right, it's another exclusive program, so sign up right now. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody!
My OCD is about feeling dirty. I don't like to feel dirty. I wash my hands about 100 times a day, maybe more. I'm afraid of having bowel movements. I'm afraid of just basically anything that has to do with that. I can never go to the bathroom without taking a shower afterwards. My shower rituals usually last anywhere from like an hour to three. I had to be hospitalized twice for a blood transfusion because I was losing too much blood in my shower ritual.